we have a philosophy that you have to attack poverty with an immigrant's mentality. Right? And what I mean by that is this, and I'll use my own family as an example. My father grew up in a single parent home. He didn't go to college. Right? He was in New Orleans. Now my mother, her family went to college. She was second generation college and graduate school and all that stuff. But they grew up in the rural South and they were poor. But my dad was an incredibly smart man. He built a really, he and my mother built a successful restaurant business. The business made so much money that, you know, my sister and I had nannies, we had summer homes, we went to the very best private schools, right? Like, I am who I am because I had the education that would be consistent with my family's economic resources. So what that meant is, through entrepreneurship, in one generation, my family went from a man who never stepped foot on a college campus to a son who's the president of a college, right? That's entrepreneurship. Now, if you look at immigrants, the first generation make the sacrifices necessary to create an economic foundation to buy the next generations into a different way of life. I'm saying that in these communities, from an economic standpoint, these are all immigrants, right? And so the way out of under-resourced communities, the way out of poverty, is for them to have economic opportunities via entrepreneurship. And use it to address the important issues of these communities.